Good morning. I'm Caden Graves.
I'm Aubrey Meyer.
I'm Emmy Bartolo.
And I'm Haley Reitzel. Welcome to a special episode of the Bear Facts, where we're saluting the class of 2026 here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Bishop Garrigan's 67th graduation ceremony will take place at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 28 seniors, 16 boys, and 12 girls will walk across the stage tomorrow. Two more of our classmates graduate early and received their diplomas a year ago.
Alyssa Hoagland will deliver the senior speech at graduation. Aubrey Meyer and Addison Cooper will lead the class prayer and announce the gift to the school from the class of 2026. Numerous awards and scholarships will also be presented. If you can't attend in person, you can listen to the commencement ceremony here on KLGA.
The class of 2026 has made a big impact on Garrigan. In sports, we've been one of the most successful classes in school history. Our football team has been to state three times, won two state championships, and they're the only team in school history to finish the season undefeated. Three Golden Bear seniors, Tate Furch, Caden Graves, and Carter Schwab, have signed to play college football.
The Bears also have continued a dynasty in girls basketball, going to state each of the past 4 years. This year, the seniors led the team to the state championship game, and on the way, they became the only girls basketball team in Garrigan history to score over 100 points in a game. Senior Stacia Ollis will be playing college basketball next year.
The boys basketball team also made it to state this year, with three seniors at the core of the team. Seniors have also made state appearances in track and golf, and they've earned conference championships and have gone deep in the playoffs in baseball and softball.
The Bears have also excelled in dance and competitive cheerleading over the past 4 years. They've won multiple state team championships, and several individual dancers have also competed at state. Senior Roseanne Curtis-Ricky plans to continue dancing at the college level.
The seniors have also excelled in the arts. It was recently announced that the Iowa Musical Theater Association had selected Amari Thomas and Stacia Ollis for the Triple Threat Award for their performances in the Addams Family last fall. This is the second year Stacia has won that honor.
Seniors in the Viva Voce Jazz Choir have been to state repeatedly, most recently taking second place overall. Seniors have led groups to earn ones at state in both music and speech, and Alyssa Hoagland and Lucas Bohanek have won multiple visual arts awards. Many seniors also had a good success in Quiz Bowl, DECA, and the Envirothon.
After our baccalaureate mass last Wednesday, many awards were announced. Among them were the department honors presented by Bishop Garrigan in the Top of Iowa Conference. Tate Furch won the math award. Ava Schneider was honored in English. Stacia Ollis was top science student. And Kyle Borman won the social studies award.
Caden Graves was honored by both the business and music departments. Ethan Marceau won the vocational award. Alyssa Hoagland earned top honors in visual arts. And Amari Thomas won the speech and drama award. Haley Reitzel took foreign language honors. And Keegan Birdie won the technical award. In theology, Ava Rother took academic honors. And Addison Cooper got the service above self award. Congratulations to all these award winners.
Members of the class of 2026 were asked to give their advice to younger Golden Bears. Some were pretty generic, like be kind to everybody, try your best at everything, just be yourself, do your homework, and don't worry, be happy. Connor Kramer said school should be fun, not stressful, and Ethan Marshall said do all the hard work first and have fun later.
Carter McGregor challenged the younger kids to join him and win a state title, and Ava Snyder said everyone should go out for football cheer. Alyssa Hoagland said they should branch out and try new activities, and Amari Thomas said try out for everything. Finally, Caden Grade said sleep is optional, stay out and have fun.
There has been a big change at Conway Field over the past couple weeks. With funding committed to our capital campaign, the old bleachers and press box have been torn down. Over the summer, they'll be replaced with a newer and nicer grandstand, which will be ready in time for next fall's football season. This is just the first part of changes coming from our capital campaign.
We've finished our senior spotlights for the year, so it's time to look at our Golden Bear calendar. There's a home trap shooting meet this morning, and lots of people will have their graduation receptions this afternoon and evening.
Tomorrow is graduation day. The commencement ceremony is at 2 p.m., and it will be broadcasted on KLGA. Monday, Bishop Garrigan will be hosting a co-ed junior high track meet on the North Union track in Armstrong.
The Top of Iowa Conference golf meets will be on Monday. The girls' meet is at West Hancock and the boys will play at Belmont. Then on Tuesday, the school board will meet.
Wednesday, there's boys' sectional golf at Lake Mills. There's a parent meeting for next year's dance team Wednesday night.
Thursday and Friday, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors have semester tests. The conference art show will be at Waldorf College on Thursday, and the conference track meet is Thursday night at St. Ansgar. Finally, next Friday, there's girls' sectional golf.
That's the last Bear Facts for us seniors. Thanks for listening. Some younger students will be here next week for one last show, where they'll wrap up the school year and preview the summer activities here at Bishop Garrigan High School. Until then, goodbye from all of us in the BGHS.
Class of 2026!